Game 3 of a 4-game set between the Yankees and Blue Jays. Aaron Judge patiently waiting for the game to start. Let's take it to the top of the third. Judge at the plate.
Right-hander deals. Swung on and lined to center field. Pilar back, and he can't make the catch. Scoring is Hicks, and Judge to second with a double. He hits the ball so hard, and that was like a 2-iron. Yankees have a 3-0 lead as we play in the top of the eighth. Pitch. A high fly to deep right. Bautista back. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Brett Gardner homered into the Yankees bullpen and right. There's the 1-0. Swung on. Drilled to deep left center field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Matt Holliday hits a long home run to left center. Happy Holliday. Happy Holliday. Matt has bat. He drills a home run to left center, and the Yankees take a 5-0 lead. And the pitch is hit in the air to deep left. Back goes Carrera on the track at the wall, leaping, and it is gone. That's over the left center field wall. Star light, star bright. Starlin just hit one with all his might. He homers to left center. Starlin is darling. And the Yankees take a 6-0 lead. No, the payoff. It is swung on and hit in the air to deep right. Bautista going back to the track. She is gone into the bullpen.
7-0 Yankees would be your final score. The eighth inning marks the fourth time in Yankees history that the team has hit 4 home runs in a single inning. Jordan Montgomery gets the win, 6 scoreless innings, just 3 hits, no runs, 5 strikeouts. Joe Biagini gets the loss, but solid, 7 innings, 1 earned run on 4 hits with 6 strikeouts. Didi Gregorius goes 2-for-4 with a home run and 2 RBIs in the Yankees' 7-0 victory against the Blue Jays. He was one of 4 Yankees to homer off Jason Grilli in the 8th. Here's what Gregorius had to say.
I know I'm going to come up no matter what, but I'm not going up there to try to look for home runs. You know, I'm just trying to drive the ball somewhere, try to get on base for the team, and I hit a home run, but I'm not going up there to look for it.
How fun is an inning like that?
I mean, it's really fun, you know, especially when you score runs, and that thing, by 4 home runs, that thing is the best way to.
What impressed you about Montgomery today?
What impressed me? I mean, he's keep making adjustments every time he goes out there, you know, spotting his pitches, getting guys off balance, to get some ground balls and all that stuff. So I think he's getting really great command of his pitches, his curveballs and changeups to get guys chasing him too. So I think he did a really great job.
Didi, in your years playing, have you ever seen an inning like that, 4 solo shots, including back-to-back-to-back?
No, for me, I think that's my first time I've seen it, if I'm not mistaken.
Matt Holliday and Brett Gardner both hit their 12th home runs of the year as the Yankees crushed the Blue Jays 7-0 on Saturday. Here's what they had to say.
I mean, do I have any other choice? I mean, I'll let him have his moment ahead right there. And I was just trying to hit a ball hard. It's hard to keep pace. I mean, he's hitting a lot of home runs, so it's fun. It's fun to watch him. He's played playing amazing.
Brett, what'd you say to him when he got back to the dugout?
I really didn't say anything. He knew what he had to do, and he went up there and did it. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. We've got guys up and down the lineup swinging the bat well, and today was a good day. I thought Jordan Montgomery threw a great game, and, you know, all-around good day for the Yankees.
You mentioned guys up and down the lineup. You lead off, and then guys go back to back to back. What's the feeling in the dugout when Didi hits that final home run of the inning?
It's crazy. I mean, you don't see it very often, and it's just fun. We're having a good time. I mean, we had it, like you said, we had a lead and feeling good about our chances of winning the ball game. And Jordan, like I said, Jordan pitched great. And, you know, you add on some runs and you feel real good about it.
When you consider the fact that Gary Sanchez had the day off, Greg Bird still on the DL, when this entire lineup gets here, how much havoc do you think you can wreak on opposing pitchers?
Well, I mean, it's going to be deep. But, I mean, you know, even with a few guys out, I mean, we saw early in April when Didi was out and when Gary was out, guys like Romine and Torres are fully capable of stepping in and getting the job done. So we've got a lot of depth, but once we get clicking on all cylinders, get Chappie back here pretty soon, and Ellsbury, it'll be a lot of fun.
Michael Kay and David Cohn are calling you the Bald Brothers upstairs. Is that okay with you guys?
That sounds good to me. Could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
Jordan Montgomery notches his 3rd win of the year against the Blue Jays on Saturday. He goes 6 innings, allowing no runs on 3 hits with 5 strikeouts. Here's Montgomery on his performance.
Curve was my best pitch today. Got it for strikes and then expanded the zone a little bit. Got him to swing over it or at least have something else they had to look for.
More often than not, you were getting ahead of guys. How much easier does it make it for you when you're ahead of guys in the count?
It's huge. I had a couple of competitive two-seamers out there that were just off. So I was just trying to be as close to the zone as I could and then just keep attacking.
What does it tell you, the way you're able to get through a lineup like that unscathed for six innings?
I don't know. I felt good today, and they're a really good lineup. Tulo gave me a little trouble at the last AB. He was just fighting everything off, but he'd already seen everything. That was his third AB, so I just tried to mix it up, went fastball up, and then changed his eye level.
Let's go through that third inning when they get two on, and you go through the heart of their order and able to get them, you know, for any damage.
Well, I got the first guy out and then walked two in a row. That can't happen, but buckled down, got Donaldson to pop up on a two-seamer. Was really just trying to throw it out there, let him hit into the ground, and then Bautista, I can't remember what he did, popped up or
struck
him out, yeah. I just kind of slowed everything down and started making pitches.
Was that with Morales? Was that a 3-2 change that you threw him, or remember?
I can't remember. It might have been. I did that a couple times.
Jordan, this is your 10th career start. Where are you at now compared to, you know, start one? What have you learned?
Starting to settle down, starting to learn kind of when you need to throw a ball, when you need to throw a strike, when you can expand. Just kind of how to work a lineup and find a tempo.
There's people out there that consider this team a surprise being in first place, but have you thought about if you pitch this way, what could lie ahead for this team? And not going away?
All the starters are just trying to go out there and put together a quality start, and our bats are, everybody's swinging it pretty well right now, so we know we're going to get some run support. So we're just going to keep trying to play good baseball.
Do you have any number in your head in terms of innings? I mean, 180?
That would be nice. Defense keeps playing like they did tonight. That would be really good. Made all the plays. Judge made a couple tough tough catches out there. We had those two fall in the seventh that were kind of chip shots, and Judge made two catches that were diving catch in the first inning, and that last one to Tulo was really good. So defense is playing great, and keep playing good baseball.
Joe Girardi and the Yankees come out way on top against the Blue Jays on Saturday as they win 7-0. Here's the Yankees skipper on the win.
It's impressive. You know, we're getting it from all spots in the lineup, which is really nice. You know, to be successful in this league, you have to have production from everyone in your lineup. I mean, it's what baseball has become. So, you know, when you get the production we got today, the home runs, the doubles, I mean, you're going to score runs.
Have you ever seen a scenario like that where not only did you hit four in an inning, but it's back-to-back-to-back all off the same pitcher?
No, I haven't. You know, it's pretty unusual. You're probably not going to see that very often. But our guys put some good swings, got some balls that were up in the zone, and were able to hit them out.
The guys in the booth are calling them the Bald Brothers, but it seems like they're competing against each other a little bit as well.
A little bit. I think Matty knows how to poke at Guardy, and Guardy knows how to poke at Matty, so it's fun to listen to. I mean, really good. You know, he pitched around a few walks the one inning. You know, I thought he did a really good job. I thought his curveball was excellent today. I thought his fastball was good. He threw some good changeups. Cutter, slider was decent. But, I mean, this is a tough lineup. And we saw what they're capable of doing, and they're capable of jumping on you real quick. But, again, I thought he pitched a really good game.
Singles, and then he has Donaldson and Batista.
You know, he's able to expand. You know, at times with his breaking balls, he's able to throw changeups. He's able to throw off speed behind in the count. I mean, the kid can pitch. He's got a good sinker, too, which I thought, you know, helped set up some of his other pitches today. You know, you got some going to the left and some going to the right, and it's hard for a hitter to get comfortable.
Joe, with how well he had been throwing, any temptation to leave him out there one more inning?
There's temptation, but there's also, you know, the job of a pitching coach and a manager to know that it's a long season. He's really never played an extra month. And as a player, for me, I found that to be the longest season of my career. My first one that was a 6-month season opposed to a 5-month season. So you know, we thought he did a really good job. You know, maybe I let him go one more hitter if he throws 7 pitches, but at that point, why make him warm up, bring in a fresh arm, get him out?
Young pitchers last few years, when one or two guys gets on base, start an inning, the inning can blow up on him. What are his attributes that allow him to, you know?
I think his deception and his ability to throw his off speed, I think, is the important thing. His curveball's got very good shape to it and break to it. His changeup's very deceptive. And I think his fastball can be sneaky at times. So I think that combination has helped him.
So someone on Twitter comparing to Pettit, is that a little premature?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, people always ask me, who do you compare him to? You know, Andy was, you know, similar to him, but Andy was more cutters than changeups, and to me, that's the, you know, the biggest difference. But if he wants to pitch like Andy Pettit for like 15 years, that's okay.
Judge, he almost seemed like he took Pilar's glove off of how hard he hit that ball. Are you amazed, like, he's kind of redefining this whole exit velocity stat?
I mean, we talk about it. We watch it. We see what he does in BP. We see what he does in the game. You know, it's got to be somewhat concerning when he hits the ball through the middle.
Jones, I know he stayed in the game, but Romine?
He's a mess. He'll have all kind of reps when he gets done, when he leaves today. But he'll be okay tomorrow to back up.
Rookie of the year and the rookie pitcher of the year.
Yeah, we got a long ways to go, but just keep playing the way that you're playing, and keep learning on the job and keep contributing, and that's all we want.
Last of the 4-game set will take place on Sunday. Luis Severino will take the hill for the Yankees. He'll face the Blue Jays' Marcus Stroman.